Hi, and a warm welcome to today's Mama of Many podcast. I'm Christine Field, and I pray we will press in together and lay hold of everything that the Father has to say and impart to our hearts by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Kingdom living now. Let's go. Hi, and welcome to Mama of Many, day 14 of 2020 Thrive. And thank you for joining me on the night watch. That's how we have to go whenever the Lord puts into my heart to go live with 25 messages across these 25 days, then we have to seize the moments, maximize the time and redeem the time as the Bible tells us to. So I am tuning in with you and following yesterday's message, where I sensed and felt the anointing of God so strongly upon me as I was ministering. I always minister first and foremost to Jesus. And then as a byproduct of that, I'm ministering out to all of you, God's heartbeats that he wants to release his word to through me, I believe, at this time. And so I am simply obediently, consistently, daily, doing what I sense the Lord showed me to do. And that often takes a dying to myself as well. Not worrying about what people think, the misunderstandings whenever you put yourself out there on the social media format, because I'm actually not putting myself out there. I am wanting to blitz every medium, every place in society that we can get to with Jesus, because evil is blitzing wherever it can, and we need to rise up and we need to take our stand and we need to be shining the light bright. The Lord really challenged me at the beginning of this year, personally, that in 2025, there's nowhere to hide, and that the Lord wanted me to come out of hiding, sometimes hiding behind Mama of Many and in the channel. So I have been putting it out increasingly on whether it's my own personal Facebook page, sharing the messages there. And it's not about the likes. It's not about, thank God for the number of viewers who have been tuning in on that. It's not about, though, any of that. It's all about getting God's word out there, not hiding, shining bright his light in the darkness at this time, because the Lord wants to give opportunity for many to come to him and for many of his children to come and to deepen their faith and to deepen their understanding of the times that we're living in and to deepen their walk with him, because we need him all the way. And yesterday, as I experienced his anointing whilst ministering in such a powerful way, the Lord really set me up for this message today. Whenever I shared that there was a prophetic word that the Lord had given me for the UK, for the USA, which the Trump message, the President Donald Trump now message I did put out previously, and I will actually share that link in the YouTube description. You can go in there and you can watch that, because it brings a lot of understanding around the importance of the prophetic and what that actually does for us and how to move with the prophetic safely and securely too. So before I dive into this prophetically today, and I release and submit this word to you on the UK and the USA, it's to weigh and to pray. It's so that we will partner with heaven at this time, because as I'm going to read here and now, I want to set the stage. And from Psalm 2, why are the nations so angry? Why do they waste their time with futile plans? Their kings of the earth prepare for battle. The rulers plot together against the Lord and against his anointed one. Let us break their chains, they cry, and free ourselves from slavery to God. Don't we see that in the nations? Don't we see that in our cities? Don't we see that in our young people, in leaders, in governments, just wanting to break free from the boundaries? They're not chains, they're the safe boundaries that God gives us, that as we obey his loving commands, as a loving parent would give safe boundaries to their children. It's for safety, it's for flourishing, it's for protection, it's for ultimate blessing. But instead, so many in this world increasingly are wanting to break free, and we're seeing society come away from God's standards, God's word, and there's a huge price to pay for that. But the one who rules in heaven, he laughs. The Lord scoffs at them. Then in anger, he rebukes them, terrifying them with his fierce fury. For the Lord declares, I have placed my chosen king on the throne in Jerusalem, on my holy mountain. I actually love this because I've shared this before, but King David prophetically was bringing this psalm 1,000-odd years before Christ the Messiah, our Saviour, was born. And he was declaring there in the Hebrew, it says, he will pour out his son on his holy hill. And that's speaking of Calvary. That's our King Jesus who was poured out for us so that the nations could come to him. But then it says, verse 8, only ask and I will give you the nations as your inheritance, the whole earth as your possession. So as I bring these prophetic words today for nations, it's because the Lord wants us to cry out to him for the nations. He wants us to take back what belongs to him, what Christ has paid for, that the good news, the gospel will go forth. What we permit is permitted. Jesus said, what we do not permit is not permitted. What we bind on earth is bound in heaven. What we loose on earth is loosed on heaven. That's what that means. The Lord has given to us the keys to the kingdom, and he doesn't hide from us what he is doing, but he wants us to partner with him at this time. And another key, just to show the power, the might of our gods, from Daniel 7, verse 9, I want to read. I watched as thrones were put in place, and the ancient ones, oh, the ancient of days, the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end of all things, sat down to judge. His clothing was as white as snow, his hair like purest wool. He sat on a fiery throne and wheels of blazing fire. And a river of fire was pouring out, flowing from his presence. Millions of angels ministered to him. Many millions stood to attend him. He has millions of angels and those ministering to him. And we one day are going to be one of them. But for now, we are ministering to him here on earth. And the Lord is also seated with us in heavenly places. We are beside him. We are with him as we walk out his purposes on the earth. Then the court began its session and the books were opened. The title of this message today is The Gavel is Coming Down. That's the word the Lord spoke to me back in the summer, where the Lord increasingly was showing me, Christine, get ready, it's time. You're going to see in the nations the divine overturning I've been speaking to you about, the divine turnarounds. As the Lord poured into me and showed me, and I prayed for Israel during the autumn, fall season, the Lord showed me specifically, and I watched as literally the Lord fulfilled in real time what the Lord was showing me as Israel went and was destroying so many of its enemies. Those who had come against Israel were falling before Israel. And this is the time where the Lord, he does nothing, the word of God says, without first showing his prophets. And that's his believers, that's his children who he wants to share his heart with. So let's lean in to him and let's see him, the one who is seated on the throne, the one who pours out in this season of double grace, double glory, and double, we're expecting, authority, greater grace, greater glory, greater authority at this time. The gavel is coming down. His justice, though, with all of that, God's justice is going forth. And evil and wickedness and sin, as the believers rise up, as they call on the Lord, God is going to give us, I firmly believe, so do many other prophetic voices and believers, a revival like we have never seen before. Ask of me, I will give you the nations. I'm desiring for the Lord to pour out his spirit on all flesh, the former and the latter rains to come together. The former reigns, which represents all that's gone before. Look at all of the amazing miracles of the early church. But the latter reigns. We are the latter-day church, and the Lord wants to pour out the former. All that's gone before is going to this dynamic combination of double portion power as the former and latter come together in this hour, and we're going to see God's power unleashed and released and his glory revealed in the earth. So as we dive into this, let me just share one more pivotal word that's important for just setting this altar stage, God's platform today, for this word to go out from. I was prophesying last year on the Lord changing the times and the seasons. And in Daniel 2, verse 20, we can read, "Praise the name of God forever and ever, for he has all wisdom and power. He controls the course of the world events. He removes kings and sets up other kings. He gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to the discerning." Oh, we need to be praying to God increasingly in these days for discernment. He wants to give discernment to his children. "He reveals deep and hidden mysterious things and knows what hides hidden in darkness. Light dwells with him." Wow, the Lord is the one who changes times and seasons. And we are in a new season. This is a new day. The Lord's light is shining bright at this time, exposing evil, overturning what has been corrupt, bringing it to light. And the Lord is shining his light, and his revelation and his enlightenment is coming increasingly to his own from his throne. There is a change of times and seasons. And as I was sharing out this word prophetically around October time, I believe it was last year, when I speak things, I often have to live them as well prophetically. And my son at that time, our eldest, our firstborn, he qualified as an architect, and he's been working in an architect firm for 2 years, but then was going back to do his master's at UCL. And as he returned to do his master's, it had all been set. He'd come out of his job, and all of a sudden, there was what looked like a complete change of times and seasons. And prayerfully, oh, I prayed, I fasted for my boy. I was speaking that word out prophetically, and then I watched my own son having to go through it, where it seemed like the rug was pulled from underneath him. The module he would be doing for his master's, it just wasn't applicable. His bosses agreed to his incredible skill set. He's extremely creative as an architect, and it was completely wrong for him. And prayerfully, I had to ensure that the enemy wasn't just coming to try and distort God's heaven-blessed best for his life. But if it was God changing the times and seasons, although we had expected something different that he'd be going in and studying this year, then the Lord alone, we give that permission to change the times and seasons for our lives, the Lord to have full sway and to have his way completely. And as we prayed, sure enough, the Lord showed very clearly that that wasn't the right module. The favour wasn't on him being at UCL at that time. The favour was, and the open door was through the architect firm, who welcomed him back on any terms to the firm to work for this year, and then to go back and to do the module that would be the most applicable for his master's in architecture. So God changes times and seasons. When the enemy comes to try and bring confusion, to try and distort, we've got to lean in very tightly to Jesus with things in our lives and be sure, ask the Lord that my sheep know my voice and they will not follow another. The Lord will reveal to you his plans and his purposes for you, just as he did for my son. And as I prayed, the Lord gave me an incredible verse for him one day. It's from Hebrews 11, and the Holy Spirit spoke it into my spirit as I was prayer walking and stomping around our lounge downstairs. And the Lord said, "He looked and he waited for a city with firm foundations, whose builder and architect is God." Speaking of Abraham, well, my son, who's an architect, I took that word there and then, and I knew that was for him, that my son was faithfully waiting for that foundation, that right foundation for him to do his master's upon. I had complete confidence and rest and faith from that moment on that his course was to be on hold for this year and God had another purpose in this year. And of course, wow, he's just come back from 3 weeks, all expenses paid trip to China. You can't make those things up. So let God change your times, change your seasons. Now let's dive in prophetically to what the Lord, and I submit this to you, I sense said to me concerning the UK. This word came to me the end of October 2024. Two cultures are clashing. Two kingdoms collide, the kingdom of darkness, the kingdom of light. And it's fighting for our nations right now, the kingdom of darkness. And the light always shines brightest in the night. Two cultures are clashing. The UK is crashing. May we fall to our knees in prayer. God Almighty will meet us there. So whilst it looks like things can be crashing all around us, the Lord is saying, fall to our knees in prayer. He will meet us there. God brings his word to bring repentance, to bring change, which then brings his turnaround for our nations and brings his blessing once again. O Great Britain, from what dizzy heights you have fallen, now you will reel, not from your gains, but your pains, for you sold yourselves to slavery. Rule Britannia, turn back the way from which you came, and you will rule with me again. When Israel was attacked from within, you were relatively silent. Speaking of, I believe, October the 7th. Now the same enemy is within you. You did it. You brought it upon yourselves. Strengthen your walls, gates, borders and doors, like I told you to. Now the enemy has broken through your gates. In fact, you welcomed him in with open arms. My prophet sounded the alarm, but you turned your deaf ears and eyes and hearts to believe deception and lies. You should have spoken up. Now the time for talking has gone and action has come. Fall to your knees, repent before me, then rise up and obey everything I say, for I will show you the way and you will yet lead multitudes to me. Eye salve for your eyes to see differently, prophetically, strength for your heart to live faithfully before me, and remove the adder from your ears to hear once more. I didn't understand that last bit until the Lord always ties it in. I'm reading scripture that same day, and here was the word that I read. It's Psalm 58, verse 1 to 4. Do you indeed in silence speak righteousness, O mighty ones? Or is the righteousness, rightness and justice you should speak quite dumb? Does God's ways, it just seems dumb. So people are following, in other words, and speaking what really is far from what God wants. Do you judge fairly and uprightly, O you sons of men? No, in your heart you devise wickedness. You deal out in the land the violence of your hands. The ungodly are perverse and estranged from the womb. They go astray as soon as they are born, speaking lies. Their poison is like the venom of a serpent. They are like the deaf adder that stops its ears. And we know that it's the serpent, that deceiver, that father of lies, the devil, that evil that wants to infiltrate our nations, our governments, our leaders, our rulers. The snake wants to infiltrate, but thank God it's not too late. He sends his word to heal all dis-ease, to overthrow the enemy's tactics, schemes, strategies and plans. And the Lord has said, as we fall to our knees, then once more, Great Britain, we will be able to stand. But let's stand on the principles that we were founded on as a Christian nation. Let's put the great back into Britain. And that's by obeying the word, the regulations, the laws as given in God's incredible word for our lives. So that's the word that I submit to you. Weigh and pray. But I said yesterday, and I sensed the Lord set me up, that it was time. So I've released that to you, faithful remnants that is rising at this time. And we're asking of the Lord for Great Britain. And we're going to take Great Britain back for him by the word of the Lord, I pray in Jesus' mighty name. With regards to President Donald Trump, or he was president-elect at that time, this word came to me. It was the night before the elections. I shared this word, and I shared this word accountably with others. President Trump, saved to serve. Humility and dependency on the God who faithfully saved your life so the God of Israel could serve your life to the people of America and Israel for the Lord's purposes on the earth and not your own will be key to great and miraculous victories in the coming term. The lessons you have learned, use them, don't spurn them, and I will use you greatly to release my glory. Abuse your position, and I will remove you without permission. I am God, your protector, your power and your provision. Wear my name well, do not wear my name out. Ask of me and I will give you great wisdom and vision to rule, to lead and to make my name great again. Wow, that's what it's all about, to make Jesus' name great again. I will surround you with those who will faithfully serve you as you faithfully serve me. And do not betray me, or others too will betray you. I love you. I am with you. I am for you. And I warn you, so when the times of testing come, you will hold tightly to me, and I will make you to stand strong. You will prevail for me and against every enemy. I see your heart's desire. I will govern and bless your family, fulfill your destiny, and honour your dynasty. That was the word as the Lord gave it to me. I also believe he has asked for Barron to stand before him, to prevail before him. And increasingly in the days ahead, we will see God's hand upon his youngest son, particularly. So I submit that prayerfully. And already in these early days, we are seeing President Trump take a stand that I can only pray our nation and other nations too will follow through and return to God's ways and God's mandates, and then we can know God's blessing. I believe we are in an era of his grace being poured out and God's justice hand in hand being worked out in these days. So I release that to you, and let's partner with heaven. Let's pray, because these are great days to be alive, and you have been born to the kingdom for such a time as this. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for your word that's gone out today. Very different message, but I'm just obeying what I sense you'd have me to bring. Following on from yesterday, where you set me up to just accountably and to submit so others can pray and weigh. And Lord, we ask you now for the UK. Lord, save our nation. We cry out to you, forgive us for our turning from you and from your ways. Let there be an exposure as your light shines bright. And Lord, let your grace raise us up once again in Jesus' name. And Lord, we pray for our leaders. We pray for Prime Minister Keir Starmer. Lord, I ask for him and his wife, his Jewish wife, Lord, that they would turn to you. They would come to know you. That, Lord, there'd be a divine turnaround. And, Lord, I pray for all of our leaders. Bless them in Jesus' name. We pray for President Trump, the USA. Lord, we pray, Lord, that she will stand strong in these days. You will protect President Trump. You will protect the United States of America. And that, Lord, she will be used greatly in these days to fulfill your plans and purposes for Israel. And, Lord, may other nations follow suit. Bless Israel and bless your name. In Jesus' name, in God we trust. God bless you. Till tomorrow.